Pastor's asked me to share a little bit of my personal testimony. First of all, I'd like to say that our God is a powerful God.
Amen.
A healing God, and a God who longs to transform the world around us. And our God is real.
Amen.
And he is longing to invade the church once more. We forget that we have the power of Christ's resurrection inside of us. And I believe sometimes, instead of infecting the world for Christ, we end up ineffective. I think the church has gotten afraid of the world or something. I don't know. But I do know from personal experience that God still heals. He's a healing God. In 2011, I had a pretty bad sore behind my ear. The veterans took a biopsy, sent it to San Francisco, and it came back squamous cell carcinoma, definitely cancer. And they told me that within 2 weeks they would call and set up a time for surgery. Well, the 2 weeks went by, but during that time, I went to the healing room in Fortuna, which I've now become a part of. Praise God. I'm on the team that prays for people every Tuesday evening at Wood Street Chapel in Fortuna, the healing rooms. So I went, and Stephen, one of the gentlemen on the team, prayed that every cancer cell in my body would die just like that, and that they would be replaced with new ones. Well, I went home, and there was a scab came up on it, and I was so careful not to knock the scab off. And about 2 or 3 days went by, and I walked past Peggy, and she said, "Your neck is clear." And today you can't find where that sore was. So God heals. God is in the healing business. He loves to heal, not only physical, but spiritual, mental. He's just a healer. People, you know, we get people at the healing room sometimes that have just carried a burden for, I had a lady in that 34 years. She had felt guilty about this situation. And the tears came down. I told her it was, you know, streams of living water just left. And what a joy it is to see God at work. Because he is an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. I could go on on the healings and what he has done. I would like to just say that God put my beautiful wife and I together 11 years ago in September. This precious lady had lost two husbands, and I had lost a wife after 50 years of marriage. And he put us together, and for the past 11 years, it has been awesome. Thank you. We have known each other since 1957, of course, so it's not just a praise God. She is a wonderful lady. And I am so pleased to be here this morning and tell you a little bit about the Gideon ministry. And I want to thank the pastor for his thoughtfulness for letting Gideon's come and share with you, because it's an awesome ministry. It really is. And we're graded by our fellow Gideons. We have to we have to share with them listening and some state officials and all this stuff. And we're graded on what they call four S's, and that's stand up, speak up, shut up, and set down. I aced 2 out of 4. So that's pretty good. But recently, I had a lovely young Christian lady come to me and tell me that she didn't know a whole bunch about the Gideons. But she said also that whenever she's traveling and goes into a hotel room or motel, that she always looks for our Bible, and because it makes her feel comfortable and safe. Isn't that neat? The Word of God, the living Word of God, is there. And the Gideons, of course, are business and professional men who love the Lord and have a heart for the lost. They also have to be in good standings with a local church. And so we have become what we think is missionary outreach of each individual church, because we put out Bibles in motels, hotels. We are at all elementary and high school graduations, college, universities. As they graduate, we always give out Bibles. And in doing so, of course, we put out the Word of God and become a missionary arm of the local church, where, I mean, you couldn't be there all the time like we are. And another thing that you wonder sometimes, have you ever wondered how those Bibles get in the drawers at the motels and hotels? They didn't walk up there and jump in the drawer, I tell you for sure. There was a Gideon that actually came to that motel hotel and placed the Bible in, not always in the drawer. Sometimes the managers do it, but or else the manager will go with us and we'll go through the rooms. And then on about an annual basis, we'll go back and we check to see that nobody has defaced the Bible or they haven't taken it with them or whatever. And so we check on them too, try to keep them fresh and for the people that have come in. Actually, a Bible that is placed in the motel room has they figure out that it should reach 3,300 people, that one Bible. So take it times the rooms and see how many people we are reaching. It's pretty neat. The ladies of the auxiliary, the ladies of the Gideons are called the auxiliary, and they're part of the Gideons which reach the medical field. They place Bibles in the doctor's offices and the dentist's office, hospital waiting rooms, and also they give out Bibles at nursing graduation as nurses graduate. We also give out Bibles to the military as they are deployed, and we have so many testimonies that the soldier or Marine or whatever had the Bible in his breast pocket, and it actually stopped the bullet to where he could come and share that with us. So it's an amazing thing when you really think about what the Word of God can do as long as it's out and effective. It took us 20 years to place the first 1,000,000 Bibles that the Gideons placed. And in 2012, we placed well over 84 million Bibles worldwide. If you count that up, it's about every time that clock ticks that we're putting a Bible somewhere. So it is it's a pretty nice thing. 14 million of these were placed through the card ministry. I don't know if you can see this or not. I know you have one, but I brought you a pretty one, a new one. Whoops. And so I would really ask, share that you would use those. You can use them, of course, to thinking of you, birthdays, graduations, and, of course, after they pass away. But, in fact, in the last year, Peg and I has had the, well, I shouldn't say privilege, but we have sent enough Bibles for those that have gone to be with the Lord to reach 45,000, 65,000 people. If it's placed in the at the way we figure. So it's just it's an awesome thing when you really think about it. But I enjoy sending them for birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and things just in remembrance of you, rather than to wait to have to send them after the person is gone. The worldwide ministry of the Gideons is right now in 194 countries, and it's printed in 93 different languages. So it's quite a large organization. There's over 198 Gideons and 198,000 Gideons and 106,000 of the ladies in the auxiliary. But I think that's probably enough for statistics. Mrs. Robert Taft, most of you aren't old enough to remember the Taft, Robert Taft, but she was quoted once as saying the only statistic that she could remember word for word was that if you laid everyone end to end that slept in church, they would be much more comfortable. So, most of the testimonies, pardon me, that we received, there was no Gideon there. Just the word of God, the presence. When the person received salvation, it was just the living word of God speaking to them. And so, praise the Lord. We put the word out, and God takes care of the rest of it. One of my favorite testimonies is that comes through Canada, and then via Russia. There was this pianist in a university in Russia when they were giving out testaments, and he took it because he thought it would sharpen up his English. He was going to study the English. So years later, Gideon was giving a presentation in a church in Canada, and he was there to play the piano, and he testified that he took it just to learn English, but he found the Lord Jesus Christ while he was studying. So I just think that's so neat. Then we have not too long ago, we had a letter from a gentleman that was in the L.A. County Jail for using dope, and he traded dope for hope while he was there reading the Bible. Praise God. And then we had a lady called that said the room 119 of the Sacramento Travel Lodge didn't have a Bible in it because she had taken it. And we say, praise God, you know. We can always put another one there, but if she uses it, hallelujah. And that's what we did. Then another lady broke down in Arkansas on a trip. She was going, having vacation, and her car broke down in Arkansas in a little town, and it only had one motel. So she got pretty attached to this Bible while she was there, 3 days waiting on parts and so forth to get her car fixed. And when she got home, that Bible happened to be in her suitcase. And so she called the Gideons in Stockton and said, I took the Bible out of this motel and give us an offering. So it's really, God just uses his word so awesome, and just when he has the chance. Actually, the Gideon ministry started in 1899 with three men, and today it's grown to this magnitude. So it's really an awesome missionary arm of your church, really. Finances for the Gideon ministry are largely provided by free will offerings just in churches like this. When the Gideon comes, gives a presentation, and the offering is taken. And we can, I'm not sure that there's another organization, but we guarantee you that 100% of every penny that's given in a free will offering in a church goes for purchase and placement of scripture. There's not one penny goes for any our dues and so forth. Takes care of all expenses in the Gideon ministry And all of our offering goes to the purchase and placement of the Bible. And that goes for the cards also. 100% goes for purchase and placement. And I'm sure that Pastor will explain more about how you can be a part of the ministry by your prayers and financial support. It's an awesome thing to be able to come and speak to you. I really appreciate it. And today, we have never had more demand for Bibles than we have today. And of course, the increase of demand for Bibles means an increase for the need of funds. So I want to leave that with you. And thank you so much for the opportunity to come and share with you.
Well, I just want to kind of give a little short testimony on my part. I remember when I first got saved, we had been given a little Gideon Bible. And I had taken that Bible to work and put it in my coat pocket right here. Well, Jim was the planerman, and I was breaking down one day there. And something had gotten stuck out on the deck chains. And the way the chains worked, there was like these chains that run through these pockets, these grooves that are, and then there's just open space in between each set of chains. Well, I went out there to clear it, and when I did, I slipped on some oil, and I came down on my side, and literally, folks, I would have broken some ribs or done some real serious internal damage, but that Gideon Bible, it protected me, you know. So I remember, I don't know whether it was you, Jim, or Steve, but I was telling them about it. You know, yep, God's word protected me again, you know. And but, you know, the word of God, how important it is to get the word of God in people's hands, you know. If you can get just people just to begin to read the word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that's why I believe in this ministry. I believe it's important to get the word of God into people's hands. Sometimes people won't listen to other people, but they'll read the word, you know. And however we can do it, that's the way we want to do it. And so one of the things we've done is we've purchased some Bibles. We're going to be handing them out during our homeless outreach. We'll see if we can reach some people with the word of God that way. And we're going to continue to do that. You know, the Bible tells us, don't be weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap in due time if you do not faint. And so that's what we want to endeavor to do. Anyway, thank you, brother, for the testimony, and thank you for the information. And so, folks, we want to encourage you just to be in prayer for the Gideon's. It's international, correct? Gideon's International and the Auxiliary. And to pray for just favor and with not only local governments but nationally, and that they would be have free reign to be able to distribute the Bibles wherever. You know, there's a big movement to get the Word of God out of society in general as a whole. They don't even want you to mention Christmas anymore, anything with Christ in it. But we know that our God's greater. Amen?
Amen.
And so keep them in prayer, as well as all the churches that call upon the name of the Lord, that, again, the Word of God can have free reign. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't want to close the service before I ask this. If you're here this morning and you have not met Jesus as Savior, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And I think it's important to make a public confession of Jesus Christ like that. You don't have to do it here, but you need to tell somebody. And it's important that you receive him, because, folks, you don't know whether you have tomorrow or not. And today is the day of salvation. Amen? Today is. Don't put it off. And so if you're here, if that's you, would you just raise your hand right now and say, Carrie, pray for me so I can know who you are. Don't be shy. Be bold. Okay, and I'm trusted everybody's made that decision then. And so we're going to go ahead and dismiss in prayer. And I just want to encourage you, folks, just to, again, just to continue in the Word of God. Continue to read the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed. That's what the Scriptures, that's the command of the Word of God for us as believers. Amen. God wants us to get to know him and his personality and his will and his desire for us. We find that in the Word of God. Amen. Brother Nathan, would you dismiss us in prayer?